感谢主给我们机会一同聚在他的跟前。
We thank the Lord for giving us an opportunity to gather in His presence.
Houston, 很多弟兄姊妹认为呢，我是为了看孙女才来这里。
A lot of saints here in Houston think that I'm here just to see my granddaughter.
我觉得呢，那是一个原因，但是不是主要的原因。
I feel that yes, it is one reason, but not the main reason.
每次能够和弟兄姊妹聚在主面前，那是最喜乐的事情。
Every time we gather with brothers and sisters in the presence of the Lord, it is the most joyful thing.
今天早晨我们在主面前擘饼，实在是充满了喜乐。
And so this morning, as we broke bread together, truly we are filled with joy.
我们不过今天在地上是预尝天恩而已。
And so today, not only are we just tasting of heaven,
将来我们永永远远活在他的跟前。
But one day we will forever live in His presence.
这一次我来呢，我心里面一直有一点为难。
And so this time as I come, I have a struggle in my heart.
因为大家刚刚参加过夏令会。
Because everyone just attended the summer conference.
我们想呢，属灵上来讲呢，都吃得饱饱的。
So spiritually speaking, you are all very well fed.
所以我在主面前祷告寻求，我说主啊，我该怎样说话呢？
And so as I was praying and asking, waiting before the Lord, I asked, what should I speak?
所以今天早晨呢，主给我一点感觉，不是讲道。
And so this morning, the Lord gave me the sense that I'm not here to preach.
我和弟兄姊妹们呢，有一点心对心的谈话。
I want to have a heart-to-heart talk with
everyone. 我们都是神的儿女，是神家中的人。
We are all children of God. We are those who are of His household.
我们知道和家里的人谈话呢，和在办公室是不一样的。
When you speak with family members, it's different from speaking with coworkers at work.
我们来聚会哈，我们是回家。
When you come to a gathering, a meeting, you're coming home.
我们不是来表现我们有多少属灵的知识。
We're not here to display how much spiritual knowledge we have.
因为在家里面从来不表现这个东西。
Because you never announce or display these things at home.
在家里面我们是心对心的说话。
At home you talk heart to heart with one
another. 所以今天早晨我要和弟兄姊妹交通，从我认识主开始到现在一直在思想的一个问题。
And so here this morning, I want to share something that I've always been meditating ever since I've been, since I have been saved.
就是关于属灵的根基的事情。
And this is a matter regarding our spiritual foundation.
我们还是读几处的圣经，好不好？
Shall we read several passages of scripture first?
请大家首先翻到哥林多前书第三章。
Shall we first turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 3?
第九节。
Verse 9.
如果可能的话，我们无论什么语言，一同的读一下这一节经文。
If possible, no matter what language, shall we all read this verse together?
哥林多前书第三章第九节。
First Corinthians chapter 3, verse 9.
因为我们是与神同工的，你们是神所耕种的田地，所建造的房屋。好，我们再读马太福音第七章。
Next, let's turn to the book of Matthew, chapter 7.
二十四节到二十七节。
Verse 24 through 27.
这几节经文都是大家熟悉的。
And these are all passages we're familiar with.
我们一起，还是一起来读。
Let's all read it together.
所以，凡听见我这话就去行的，好比一个聪明人，在磐石上。
And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and slammed against that house, and yet it did not fall, for it had been founded on the rock. Everyone who hears these words of mine and does not act on them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. The rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and slammed against that house, and it fell, and great was its fall.
我们在读诗篇一百三十七篇。
Next, let's turn to Psalm 137.
第七节。
Verse 7.
诗篇一百三十七篇第七节。
Psalm 137:7.
我们还是一起读。
Shall we read together? Remember, O Lord, against the sons of Edom, the day of Jerusalem, who said, raise it to its very foundation.
耶和华，求你纪念这仇。我们在读诗篇十一篇第三节。
And next, let's read Psalm chapter 11, verse 3.
诗篇十一篇第三节。
Psalm 11:3.
根基若毁坏，义人还能做什么呢？这好像神问我们一句话。
This is like a question the Lord is asking us.
根基若毁坏，义人还能做什么呢？
If the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous do?
我们再读以赛亚书。
Next, let's read Isaiah.
第二十八章。
Chapter 28.
第十六节。
Verse 16.
我们还是请大家一起来读。
Again, let's read together.
所以主耶和华如此说，看哪，我在锡安放一块石头，作为根基，是试验过的石头，是稳固根基、宝贵的房角石，信靠的人必不着急。哥林多前书第三章十一节。
And then 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 11.
因为那已经立好的根基就是耶稣基督，此外没有人能立别的根基。马太福音五章第一节第二节。
Matthew chapter 5 verse 1 and 2.
马太福音五章第一第二节。
Matthew chapter 5 verse 1 and 2.
耶稣看见这许多的人，就上了山，既已坐下，门徒到他跟前来，他就开口教训他们说。我们再读十七节。
And also verse 17.
莫想我来要废掉律法和先知，我来不是要废掉，乃是成全。使徒行传第十一章。
Acts chapter 11.
第二十五。
Verse 25.
二十六节。
And 26.
他又往大树去
找保罗，找了就带他到安提阿去。
他们足有一年功夫和教训许多人，门徒称为基督徒，是从安提阿起手。最后我们读哥林多前书十一章第一节。
And lastly, shall we turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 1.
你们该效法我，像我效法基督一样。好，我们读经就读这么多。
We'll just read these passages.
我们好不好有一点简单的祷告。
Shall we have a simple word of prayer?
主啊，在你为我们摆设爱的筵席跟前。
Lord, as you have placed a feast of love before us.
我们实在领受了你的自己和你的服事。
We have received of you yourself and of your service.
我们要伏在你跟前说，主啊，唯有你是配。
And we prostrate ourselves before you to say, only you are worthy.
你配得我们的敬拜。
You are worthy of our worship.
配得我们的赞美。
Worthy of our praise.
配得我们的称颂。
And worthy of our adoration.
配得我们永远的服事。
And worthy of our service forever.
主啊，今天早晨我们再一同聚集在你的跟前。
And so this morning as we gather together in your presence.
我们仰望你向我们施恩典和怜悯。
We again look to you for your grace and mercy.
向你当日你在肉身中行走在加利利一样。
Just as in those days in the flesh when you walked by Galilee.
主，今天早晨你也行走在我们中间。
Today this morning you are walking in our midst.
主啊，向我们说话。
Do speak to us.
给我们对你一个深处的爱慕。
May we have a deep love for you.
赐给我们对你有一个跟随的心智。
Give to us an attitude that's willing to follow you.
愿你的话语在我们里面 像生命的种子一样。
May your words be the words of seeds of life within us.
能够成长，能够结实。
And that may bear fruit.
不仅叫我们得着祝福。
So that not only we will be blessed.
更让父神的心得着喜悦。
But also for the heart of our Father to receive joy.
谢谢你听我们的祷告。
Thank you for hearing our prayer.
奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
In Jesus' most precious name we pray.
Amen. 我们的神是有目的的神。
Our God is a God of purpose.
他因着有目的，所以他也是有计划的神。
And so because he has a purpose, he also has a plan.
所以当神在时间中在人身上做事的时候，
And so God in human time, in this world, as he is working,
他是照着他的目的和他的计划按部就班的来做事情。
He is working according to his purpose, according to his plan, step by step, sequentially.
使徒们他们认识了神的目的。
The apostles, they understood, they knew his purpose.
所以他们告诉我们说，教会就是神所要做的工作。
And so they tell us that the church is God's work.
教会是神所耕种的田地。
The church is God's field that he's working in.
教会是神所建造的房屋。
The church is God's building that he is building.
当神打发他的爱子到地上来为人舍命流血。
And so when God sent his only beloved son to bleed and to be sacrificed for us,
我们知道他除去罪的咒诅，那还是消极的。
We know that when he had cast out sin, that is on the negative side.
真正神的目的乃是要得着你和我。
But his true purpose is to gain you and me.
所以我们得救就是蒙召进入了教会。
And so our salvation is so that we can enter into his church.
我们是归给基督的人。
We are those who are given to him.
我们是属神的人。
We are people who belong to God.
那么神就开始在我们的身上按照他的目的和计划一步一步的来做工。
And then God, according to his plan and purpose, step by step he works in us.
教会是神所耕种的田地。
And the church is God's field.
当主得着我们的时候呢，我们的心这块田地呢，像一块荒地一样。
When God first gains us, our heart is an empty and barren field.
所以呢，神要在我们的心中做很多的开垦的工作。
And so God must begin by doing a lot of tilling work in our hearts.
我相信我们在教会中有一点传福音、做初信造就的弟兄姊妹，都会有这种的感觉和经历。
I believe that the brothers and sisters who do the gospel work among us, they all have this experience.
有时候我们在主面前很谨慎、很认真的预备。
We're very careful and we prepare very diligently.
很用心的传讲。
And we share the gospel with all our hearts.
但是好像听的人觉得没什么嘛。
But those who hear it, they don't think much of it.
因为他我们的心还像一个荒地一样。
Because our heart is like a barren field.
我们传福音，我们造就，都好像在开垦荒地。
And when we are sharing the gospel, what we're really doing is tilling that barren field.
神必须要先开垦，他才会栽种。
God must first till before he can plant.
当他做完了开垦栽种的工作。
And after he tills and prepares that land and plants it.
接下来才是浇灌。
Then he can water it.
才是修剪。
Then he can prune it.
才是保护除虫除害。
And then he needs to protect it from the bugs and from the weather.
光这样还没有达到他的目的。
And yet he still has not yet attained to his purpose.
神还要忍耐的等候。
God still needs to patiently wait.
这都是我们今天基督徒个人和教会的经历。
This is all of our individual and corporate experience.
等候什么呢？
What are we waiting for?
等候那应许的秋雨和春雨。
Waiting for the promised early and late rains.
好叫这个开垦的荒地那长的庄稼能够结实，能够有收获。
Until that day, there bears fruit, and we can have a harvest.
教会也是神所建造的房屋。
The church is also God's building.
我们知道， 我们不能随便在一个地上就要去建你自己的房屋。
We know that you can't just pick any piece of land to build your own house.
今天在美国，你不可以到别人地上去盖你的房屋。
Today here in the States, you can't go and build your own house on somebody else's piece of land.
那么，人尚且这样。
And in society, it's like
我们的神今天要建造他自己的家，他自己的居所。
Today, God, He wants to build His own house, His own dwelling place.
他对于他的那一块地是非常重视的。
And God cares a lot about that piece of land.
所以神必须要先得着他建造他家的那一块的基址。
And so God must first secure that building plot.
我们知道在旧约时代，神为着这件事等了好久。
We know that in the Old Testament time, God waited so long for this.
神第一次启示出来的时候是在摩西的时代。
The first time He revealed this was during the time of
Moses. 神借着摩西告诉以色列百姓，
God through Moses told the Israelites,
你们到了所应许之地啊，只能在会幕的祭坛上面献祭。
God told them that once they enter into the promised land, there they can only sacrifice in the temple.
我们知道会幕呢，只是一个帐篷，那是神暂时的居所。
We know that the tabernacle is only a tent; it is a temporary dwelling place.
但是等到时候到了，
but once the time arrived,
我要向你的，向我的百姓呢，显明我所拣选的那个地方。
I will reveal to my people the place that I have chosen.
你们要留意，要在那块地上来建造我的家。
And you must pay attention that you are to build my house there.
我们知道，一直到了大卫，他数点民数失败了，神才显明说，这一个地，这个禾场是我要建我的家的地基。
It wasn't until David, after his failure with the census, that God revealed to him that you are to build your my house here on this land.
我们看见神是何等的忍耐。
We see how God is so patient.
从摩西到大卫呢，超过五百年的时间。
From Moses to David, it was more than 500 years.
将近一千年的时间。
Almost 1,000 years.
弟兄姊妹们，我们看见神是有耐心，要照着他的计划做事情。
So we see God is very patient that He will work only according to His plan.
但是我们人呢，常常很着急。
But for us humans, often we're so impatient.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹，你有没有听过？我们不要跑在神的面前面。
I don't know if you ever heard the phrase, "Don't run ahead of God."
但是几乎每一个侍奉主的人呢，都曾经跑在主前面过。
But just about everyone who serves God has always run ahead of Him before.
我们就把主的计划打乱。
And we have messed up God's plans.
不仅神的计划受了拦阻，我们自己要受很大的亏损。
Not only God's plans have been hindered, but we ourselves suffer great loss.
神得着了他建造他家的基址以后，
After God has gained His building plot,
我们都知道需要整地。
Then we know we must clear the
land. 然后要打好根基。
And then you must set up the foundation.
才能在上面盖造。
And then you can build.
根基好，上面的建造才会稳固。
If the foundation is good, then that building will be secure.
好，我们刚才读的圣经，我们看见主耶稣告诉我们说，盖房子有两种根基。
And so in the passages we just read, the Lord Jesus tells us that when you have a building, there are two types of foundation.
一种呢是磐石。
One is a rock.
另外一种呢是沙土。
The other kind is of sand.
我不晓得在座有学土木的。
I don't know. There are some civil engineers among us.
我们有一点工程常识的。
And you have some construction
experience. 你知道要在沙土上面做什么东西很快的。
We know that whatever you build on sand is very fast.
但是你要在磐石上面做什么东西是很辛苦的。
But if you want to build anything upon rock, it's very difficult.
但是主告诉我们说，你要留意，要找到磐石，要在那个磐石上面建你的根基。
But the Lord tells us, pay attention to find rock. Once you have that rock, then you build your foundation upon it.
主的话很清楚地告诉我们。
His words is very clear.
那个沙土就是我们只把主的话当作我头脑智慧上面的一个享受而已。
That sand is only an enjoyment in our minds.
当作一个 entertainment.
It's an entertainment.
好，我们呢，知道这个，我们也讲给别人听，大家都满足了，但是我们却从来没有经历过那个。
You know it in your mind, you can share it with others, however, you yourself have never experienced those words.
我们没有经历过，什么意思呢？
What does it mean that you have not experienced it?
主说呢，是因为你们没有遵行。
The Lord says it's because you have not acted on
it. 你要经历主的话，必须要遵行它。
If you want to experience God's words, you must follow, obey it.
我自己啊， 对很多食物啊，我是只能看不能吃的。
For myself, there's lots of foods that I can look at. I can't eat.
我家每天早晨呢，我姊妹起来，她就去煮 coffee.
Every morning when I wake up, my wife she makes herself a cup of coffee.
很香啊！每次有客人来，我都建议你要好好喝一杯我太太做的 coffee.
It smells very good, and every time we have guests, I tell my guests that you should try a cup of coffee that my wife makes.
但是我自己从来没有喝过。
But I myself, I've never tasted it.
你说这个 coffee 对我有没有用呢
？So is that coffee any use to me?
都没有。
Not at all.
啊、弟兄姊妹们遵行主的话你才会认识才会经历才会得着他话里面的实际
Only when you act and obey God's word then you will know its reality
我们常常要求别人遵行
Oftentimes,
我们自己不遵行
We require others to act on it however we ourselves we do not
我想这是许多年轻弟兄姊妹被绊倒的原因
This is one of the reasons many young people are stumbled
也很可能是我们下一代心里困惑的原因
And it is also one reason why many of the young people in their hearts、
就是、
confused
就是在聚会中我们看见比我们年长的人他们怎么都那么会讲那么属灵但是回到家是另外一回事
We see so many of the older ones among us that at church they can speak of it however when they go home they are a different person
我儿子好多年前到 Rice 到 Houston 来读书
Many years ago my son he came to Rice here in Houston to study
我后来回家跟很多弟兄姊妹讲也跟我儿子讲
And so after I went home, I told many people as well as my son.
他来学校有这个新生的训练 orientation.
He had a freshman orientation when he first came.
要求父母亲有一天一定要参加。
And there was a requirement for the parents. One day they had to attend.
那天下午对我来讲是一个很大的打击。
And that afternoon it was a great challenge. It was difficult for me.
所有父母亲都召集在一个 auditorium 里面。
All of the parents were gathered in an auditorium.
校长先讲话。
And the president spoke first.
那么那个 student affair 的 dean 第二个讲话。
And secondly, it was the student of the dean's.
这个 dean 一讲话，我就很受冲击。
And so after he spoke, I was greatly challenged.
他说啊，我要要求在座的父母亲。
He said, I have a requirement for all the parents.
从今以后啊，你们不要要求你的儿女啊。完成你的愿望，让他自己有自己的愿望。
From now on, you cannot require your children to fulfill your desires. They have to have, they need to have their own dreams.
今天很多年轻弟兄姊妹对主有愿望。
Today, many young brothers and sisters they have a desire to.
但父母亲在教会里面说你要爱主。
And many parents at church they tell their children you need to love the Lord.
回家的时候跟他说你要好好读书，将来赚多一点钱。
However, when they go home, they tell the children study hard so you can earn more money.
弟兄姊妹，我就有这种心态。
Brothers and sisters, this was my.
所以那一天呢，这个 student dean 呢一讲话，我就很。我说我何必送我儿子到这里来呢？
And so once the dean spoke,
将来我儿子就不是我儿子了，是他的儿子了。
So,
是不是呢
？So when the dean spoke, in my heart, I felt really bad because now this is no longer going to be my son. It's going to be the dean's son.
所以我儿子在这里五年读书。
And so my son was here to study for 5 years.
主一直教我放手。
The Lord was constantly teaching me to let go.
让主得着他。
To allow the Lord to gain him.
弟兄姊妹，遵行主的旨意。其实在每一个爱主的弟兄姊妹身上
Brothers and sisters, for you to obey God's word, that is upon all of our lives.
我相信我们中间很多年轻弟兄姊妹心里面单纯的是要主的
I do believe many young people among us, we have a very simple heart that we do want the Lord.
是愿意顺服主的
We're willing to obey the Lord.
但是当他要这样做的时候父母亲进来干预
As soon as you want to do it, the parents come in and interfere.
所以他里面就 confused.
And so within them, they're confused.
非常困惑
They're very confused.
到底谁是主呢
So who is the Lord?
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters.
主告诉我们说好的根基是必须建在磐石
The Lord tells us that a good foundation must be built upon the rock.
我们沙土的根基很快就可以往上盖了
Yes, a foundation built on the sand, you can build it up very quickly.
但是主告诉我们说很快就会倒下来
But the Lord tells us it will fall fast.
经不起考验
It cannot withstand testing.
所以常常我们叹息我们下一代为什么失落了呢
So oftentimes we sigh, why is it that we have lost our next generation?
因为他们困惑
Because they are confused.
所以他们就迷失了
And so they are lost.
弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and sisters,
好的根基必须是深的根基
A good foundation must be a deep foundation.
我们知道美国在十多年前
About 10 some years ago here in the United States,
遭受一次 很大的创伤。
There was a great tragedy here.
就是2001年的911的事情。
And that is September 11, 2001.
那么在去年年底的时候，在原来的 World Trade Center 上面有了一个新的建筑物。
So at the end of last year, they rebuilt the new, they rebuilt the World Trade Center.
那个新的建筑叫做 1WTC.
And its name is 1WTC.
我稍微把它的整个过程呢读了一下。
And so I read about the entire process.
这一座新的建筑呢，有104层。
This new building has 104 floors.
它的高度呢是1046英尺。
It is about 1,046 feet above ground.
这高度呢是指着从地面上去的。
And this height is above ground.
你知道它整个的工程是从2006年的4月27号开始。
The work actually began April 27th of 2006.
它完成了是在2014年的年底。
And it was completed at the end of 2014.
他花了多少时间来建根基呢
？How long did it take to build the foundation？
2006年一直到2009年的年底，他们才 reach the ground level。
2006 all the way till 2009 was when they reached the ground level。
他们向底下打这个根基呢，打了350多英尺。
They went down in the foundation 350 feet below ground。
一直碰见了底下的。这个基岩 bedrock，
until they hit the bedrock，
而且呢，在 bedrock 他们还要往下打，让他们根基能够深深的进入这个基岩里面。
And they went even further below the bedrock so that it was firmly and deeply embedded.
我们知道这个在工程上面讲 ，to build down to build up， 啊，你必须要向下。打根基，你才能够往上盖造。
And so we know in engineering terms that you must build down in order to build up.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，肉身的建筑尚且是这样。
This is how you build on the physical level.
今天主在我们身上建造的是一个有永远价值、存到永远的建筑。
And what God is building in us is something that has eternal value.
所以主在我们身上更要做深入的工作。
So God even more so needs to do a deep work in us.
我相信我们在座很多弟兄姊妹们，你我里面都有被主摸过那个深刻的经历。
I believe that in you and I, in our hearts, we have that deep impression, experience of the Lord.
这些经历对我们来讲。是忘不了的。
These experiences can never be forgotten.
是磨不掉的。
You cannot erase it.
是考不倒的。
It will not fall down.
弟兄姊妹们，那个是宝贵的。
These things are precious.
但是你要得着这个经历，你必须要忍受。
But in order to gain those experiences, you must endure.
所以在建这个 1WTC building 的那个 foreman， 他最痛苦。
And so it was the most difficult for the foreman who built 1WTC.
做这个地基。他说从2006年到2009年他常常被别人白眼。
And that from 2006 through 2009, he was often criticized by people.
有人跟他讲说我天天上班经过这里 you are doing nothing.
They say,
你什么事都没做。
They say, every day I walk by here and you're doing nothing, it's still a hole.
他说这是最 frustrating 的一件事情。
And he said this was the most frustrating thing.
弟兄姊妹你我在侍奉中在跟随主路上有没有说不是别人讲，你自己都对自己说，我们好像什么都没错。
Brothers and sisters, as we follow the Lord, even if nobody else says it, you yourself feel it. It's as if you're doing nothing.
我对自己讲，我做了也没用。
And I tell myself, even if I do it, it's no use. Nobody sees anything.
弟兄姊妹，神会做无所谓的工吗
？However, brothers and sisters, does God do it casual work?
会不会今天做一点这个，明天去做一点那个呢
？He does a little here and then tomorrow does something there. No.
我们神一直朝向他的目的去。
God is always working towards his purpose.
神从来没有改变。
God never changes.
不仅他的爱不改变。
Not only his love never
changes. 他的目的也不改变。
His purpose never changes.
弟兄姊妹，你知道吗
？Brothers and sisters,
但是今天多少神的儿女经不起这个考验，就把神的目的改变。
So many of God's children they cannot withstand this test and so they change.
不是神改变了他的目的，是人从神的目的里面滑出去了。
It's not that God has changed, but man has now departed from God's purpose.
弟兄姊妹，那是非常可惜的。
Brothers and sisters, that is so tragic.
我们实在要求主怜悯我们。
We truly ask Him to give us mercy.
我们需要认识打根基， 我们需要有的代价。
We need to know that we have to pay a price to have a strong
foundation. 而且好的根基不仅深，并且呢是远超过人的预先的估计的。
We need to know that a good foundation is not only deep, but it far surpasses.
你知道他们呢预先要盖这个 TWC 的时候。
It far surpasses man's budget when they first built the 1WTC.
他们是有一个工作的 schedule.
They had a work schedule.
而且有每一个阶段都有他的这个预算budget.
And each stage they had a budget for it.
结果他们挖地基的时间远远超过他们估计的时间。
However, the time that it took to build the foundation far surpassed original plans.
所花的钱呢和人力物力远远超过他们原来的估计。
And the money that was spent as well as the time far surpassed what was originally planned.
如果照着人预先的估计，就必须停工了。
According to man's plan, everything would have just stopped.
后来所有 support 这个建筑人说：“我们给你们自由，没有 limit。”
However, all those who financially supported this work says that there's now no more limit for us.
他们得着这个自由，他们能够打下美好的根基。
They now had the freedom to complete a good foundation.
亲爱弟兄姊妹，你我要在主面前成为好的有用的人。
If you want to be a good and useful person,
一个聚会要在主的面前真有神家的实际。
For the church to have the true reality of God's house,
我们要跟主说，我们没有limit。
We must tell the Lord, Lord, you have no limit.
我们需要你的帮助。
We need your help.
我们的主更没有limit。
Our Lord Himself, He has no limit either.
他在我们身上做荣耀的工作。
And He will do His glorious work in us.
你看看，他打发他的儿子到我们。到人间了。
We see that he sent his son to among us.
我相信呢，主耶稣一降生，他就是完全的人。
I believe that as soon as the Lord Jesus came to earth, he was a perfect man.
在他里面活过的，在地上的每一秒钟，没有一秒钟失败过，没有一秒钟里面有黑暗的。
There was no one second of his entire life that he had failed or there was darkness.
没有一点点阴影的。
There was no shadow in him.
但是神的儿子，神没有说你十二岁够了，可以出来侍奉。
However, God did not say, "Okay, now you're 12 years old, you can come out and serve."
也没有说到了十八岁你可以出来了。
Okay, now you're 18, you can come out.
人都可以选举了，那你也应该出来了。
Everyone can vote now, you can come out too. No.
我们看见到三十岁的时候，他到约旦河受浸。
It wasn't until he was 30 that he came to be baptized at River Jordan.
他真正被显在人前，只不过三年多一点点的时间。
He was in the public eye only for 3 years.
如果比较起来，前面三十年跟三年是多少比多少呢？
So what is the proportion? 30 years and then 3 years.
这告诉我们说那个根基的宝贵。
This tells us the treasure, the preciousness and importance of the foundation.
这不是说弟兄姊妹，今天我们就不要侍奉，不要进功用。
This isn't to say that today you no longer need to serve and to enter into your work.
我们要看见，我现在侍奉是在打根基的侍奉。
But you must see that today in our service, it is to build a foundation.
不要急着就看见结果。
Don't be so impatient to see results.
你今天如果主没有给你结果，你自己去做出结果来，将来都要拆毁的。
Today, if you want to have your own results, the Lord hasn't given you any results, the Lord will tear it down one day.
因为这是神的行政。
Because this is God's administration.
我们需要在这一点上面认识。
We need to understand this.
当我们认识了，我们在侍奉中就满了安息。
Once you understand this, then you will be full of rest in your service.
而且满了滋润。
And you will be full of nourishment.
主给我们的供应就在这些无风无浪的环境里面。
His provisions will be given in a time of great storms.
是何等的奇妙。
It is amazing.
主是爱我。
God loves me.
所以他把这个环境给我。
And so he has given this environment.
他没有给别人。
He didn't give it to anyone else.
我觉得我很荣幸啊。
And so I feel that.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有在跟随主有这种感觉？
That I'm so fortunate. Do you have this sense?
很多人觉得 Why me? 为什么是我？他为什么不可以这样？
So many people, we ask, why me? Why not that person? Why does it have to be me?
我们知道彼得就曾经问过，主告诉他说了，你以后年轻的时候你是自由的，老的时候人要把你拴着，带你到你不愿意去的地方。
We know that this is the case for Peter. We know the Lord tells us that when you are young, you have full freedom, but when you are old, you must be taken, led by the hand by others.
我们看见 彼得那时候有一点修养了，有一点学习了。
And so we know that at that time, Peter, he had some dealings with the Lord.
他没有问说主啊，为什么是我
？He didn't say, Lord, why me?
但他用一个很委婉的方式表达同样的意念。他说主啊，那人将来如何
？But in a roundabout way, he asked the question,
是是
Lord, what about that person?
弟兄姊妹，我们的教会常常也是这样子，是不是
？Oftentimes we're like,
为什么我受苦，他们都那么好呢？那人将来是不是也应该这样呢
？Why do I suffer?、啊、what about that person? Doesn't that person need to go through some suffering too?
不
No.
当你认识了根基这个意念
Once you understand this thought of foundation,
你就知道跟主说主我感谢你怎么看上我呢
Then we say, Lord, thank you that you have looked so highly upon me.
你肯在我身上花这么多的时间这么多的心血好好的打根基
You're willing to use so much time and effort to allow me to have a good foundation.
弟兄姊妹巴不得我们认识根基的宝贵和重要。
Brothers and sisters, how much we need to know the importance and preciousness of a good foundation.
我们也知道在属灵的征战上面。
We also know in spiritual warfare.
仇敌要破坏的就是根基。
What the enemy seeks to destroy is the foundation.
在诗篇里面讲到，当耶路撒冷遭毁灭的时候。
And so we know in Psalms when Jerusalem was being destroyed.
以东人站在旁边的幸灾乐祸说：“拆毁，拆毁，拆到根基。”
The Edomites they stood by and they said, "Raise it, raise it to its very foundation."
弟兄姊妹们，今天我们生活是一个危险的时代。
Today, in our daily lives, we live in a very dangerous time.
危险呢，不是说外面环境有人抢劫、有人放火，不是这样。
It's not dangerous, meaning that outside we have fire and brimstone.
乃是仇敌用许许多多我们自己肉身喜欢的事物来破坏你里面属灵的根基。
It's the enemy within us taking use of all the things that you desire that you like to destroy.
我们认为合乎人的理性。逻辑属灵的观念的东西破坏你生命的根基
We use man's logic and understanding and reasons to destroy his foundation
这是今天许多神儿女们聚会里面苦难的原因
This is the reason for much suffering among many of God's
我们不知道仇敌要得着的是主给我们的根基
We don't realize that what God wants to gain is this foundation
所以我们读到诗篇里面他说若是根基毁坏了一人还能做什么
So that is why we read in Psalm that if the foundation is destroyed, then what can the righteous do?
如果我们生命的根基坏了主在我们身上也不能再做什么
If the foundation in our life is also destroyed, then God can no longer do much.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹特别我们年轻的一代
So dear brothers and sisters, particularly the younger generation,
盼望主向你们说话
May the Lord speak to us.
主摸你们的心
May the Lord touch your heart.
主知道你们心里面的单纯
The Lord knows the simplicity of your heart.
主知道你们想要走出跟随主的那条路
The Lord knows that you want to follow the Lord.
啊，愿主在我们身上施怜悯
May He have mercy on us.
那么主的话也告诉我们
And His word also tells us.
什么是属灵建造的根基呢
What is the spiritual foundation?
我们常常可能会想呢，我需要多一点圣经的装备。
That I need to be more prepared in terms of the Bible.
是的，这个很重要。
Yes, it's very important.
但那还不是真正属灵的根基。
But that's not true spiritual foundation.
那是最基本的。
That's the most basic.
请原谅我这样讲。
Forgive me for saying.
彼得蒙召以前，他就很熟悉圣经。
Before Peter was called, he was also very familiar with the Bible.
因为犹太人呢，从小他们圣经就是朗朗上口，会唱的。
Because for the Jews, from when they were very young, they knew the Bible. They could even sing it.
我们在远东读书啊，在台湾有国文课，不晓得在大陆是什么课。
In the far east in Taiwan,
还是中文
？When we had lessons.
你有没有换过教科书的？每一年都升级，对不对
？Every year when you go to a new class, you have a particular lesson book.
犹太人没有的。
The Jews didn't have that lesson book.
从幼稚园开始就是。旧约圣经
From kindergarten on, it's the Old Testament.
一直读到三十岁进圣殿服事，还是旧约圣经。
When you're 30 years old and you enter into temple service, it's still the Old Testament. You never change a lesson book.
所以他们圣经知识已经很丰富。
And so in their Bible knowledge, they were very, they knew it much.
但是这些知识不是根基。
However, that knowledge is not foundation.
那是人的责任。
That's human responsibility.
那是最基本的。
That's the most basic.
我们该摆上的。
Yes, we need to pay that price.
真正的根基是什么呢
？What is true foundation?
有人说我还要求主给我恩赐。
Some people they say, Lord, please give me spiritual gifts.
我需要别人 给我 pump up 打打气，让我热心。
I need somebody to pump me up so that I have zeal in my heart.
然后呢，我可以为了主牺牲一切。
Then for the Lord, I can sacrifice everything.
有的人说，我在世界上，我曾经做过什么大事，现在我也可以到教会来做这件事情。
Some say I have accomplished this in society, therefore now I can come to the church and do this work.
换句话说，我可以用我的聪明、才干、经验、智慧。
In other words, now I can use my human skill, intelligence, and experience to serve God.
弟兄姊妹，这都不是属灵的根基。
All of these things are not spiritual foundation.
保罗很清楚地告诉我们，那已经立好的根基是不能改变的，那就是我们的主耶稣基督。
Paul tells us that the foundation is something that can never be changed, and that is our Lord Jesus.
如果你这样来看，你说你是不是完全得着了耶稣基督？所以你的根基已经打好了呢。
And so then we can ask, have you entirely gained of the Lord Jesus, so now you have a good foundation?
我不敢说。
I cannot say that.
弟兄姊妹，因为我们的主太大了。
It is because our Lord is too great.
太广阔了。
Too broad.
太深了。
Too deep.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要和众圣徒一同来明白基督啊。
So together with all the saints, we need to come to know Christ.
这是保罗的祷告，是不是呢？
Isn't this Paul's prayer?
他说，我要认识基督，必须要和众圣徒一同来明白他的爱是何等的阔长和高深。
I need to know our Lord Jesus together with all the saints so that I can come to know his the love his the height depth and width of his love.
主耶稣基督就是那个根基，就是那个磐石。
The Lord Jesus, He is that foundation, He is that rock.
所以我们越思想我们的主啊。
So the more we meditate on the Lord,
越叫我们里面喜乐，也就越叫我们得力量。
The more it gives us joy and strength.
先知以赛亚先看见神的建造，他预备根基。
The prophet Isaiah, he saw this, and so he then prophesied regarding this foundation.
所以以赛亚书二十八章十六节讲。
And so Isaiah 28:16 says.
神为着锡安已经预备好了一个根基，是宝贵的根基。
God has already prepared a stone in Zion, one that is precious.
弟兄姊妹们，而且是经过试验过的石头。
And it is a stone that has been tested.
我们的主，什么问题都考不倒他。
There is no test that is too difficult for our Lord.
是宝贵的房角石。
And it is a costly cornerstone.
他要我们来信靠他。
He wants us to believe in him.
所以我们无论碰见什么事情。
So no matter what you encounter.
弟兄姊妹们，我们第一个想到的不是找某一个人。
Brothers and sisters, the first thing you think of isn't to go find a person.
也不是说我要弄个方法出来。
Or that you must have a particular method.
我们要到主耶稣跟前。
We are to come before our Lord Jesus.
我们的主是经过试验的。
Our Lord, He has been tested.
是稳固的。
And He is firm.
而且是独一的那个根基。
And He is the only foundation.
所以保罗他很清楚，他与神同工，他怎样来建造。
And so Paul, he was very clear that he is to co-work with God in this building.
他除了基督并他钉十字架，什么都不知道。
Apart from Christ and Him crucified, he wanted to know nothing else.
我们今天每一个对主有心的神的儿女。
So for all God's children who have a heart for Him.
我们要为自己。
For ourselves.
也为主的教会。
And for His church.
我们要非常非常留意
根基
的事情。
We need to be very careful regarding this matter of foundation.
不要想说我已经信主四十年了。
Don't think, oh, I've already believed in the Lord 40 years.
根基的事情是我早信主头十年的事情。
The matter of foundation needs to be the first 10 years.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有有时候有这种感觉呢？
Do you have this feeling sometimes?
我自己非常害怕我会有这种不知不觉的，自己不自觉的有这种表现出来。
I'm really afraid that without knowing that I would have this this manifestation.
真正的为着自己，为着教会留意根基的事情。
That for those who truly care and pay attention to this matter of foundation.
在我们的经历上面来讲，就是我在我的生活，在我的聚会里面、侍奉里面，我有没有新鲜的得着基督。
Experientially speaking, it is whether I have gained fresh experiences of Christ in our daily life and in service.
弟兄姊妹，唯有你摸到基督，你才新鲜。
Brothers and sisters, it is fresh only when you have touched Christ.
唯有你得着基督，你才能继续往前走。
Only when you have gained Christ can you move forward.
所有人的传统、人的习惯，就是人的金钱，弟兄姊妹都维持不了。
All of man's piety as well as traditions, all of these things cannot last.
我们必须要在这些点上面，天天与主有活泼、新鲜的连结。
Every day we need to have a lively and fresh connection with our Lord.
好，我们讲到这个根基的事啊，拿到我们每一个人身上和教会的建造上面来讲。
So when we speak of this foundation in our, all of our lives and in building the church,
就是在教会里面呢，从最年长的一直到最年幼的。
That is to say, from the oldest to the very youngest.
每一个人都留意啊，在生命中有好的操练。
Every single person needs to pay attention to their daily exercise.
好，我们的这个 exercise our life.
We need to exercise our life.
我们操练我们的生命。
We need to exercise our life.
保罗是一个会操练的人。
Paul was one who knew how to exercise.
所以他在告诉提摩太怎么侍奉的时候。
And so when he was telling Timothy how to serve.
他说呢，锻炼身体啊，益处还少。
He said bodily exercise is of little benefit.
我相信我们今天很多弟兄姊妹都注意锻炼。
I do believe many of us we do pay attention to exercise.
啊，如果你工作今天特别累、特别忙，不要回家就睡觉，不要就吃东西。
And so if you
应该去锻炼，跑一跑。
In your work, if you're very tired, don't go home and just rest and eat. You need to go run.
好，保罗告诉我们，他不是说不要锻炼身体，他说益处还少。
Paul doesn't say don't exercise, but he says it's of little benefit.
但是如果你操练健全。锻炼自己的生命。
But if you exercise godliness and exercise your spiritual life,
他说凡事都有益处，不仅有今生，还有永生的祝福。
Then it is of gain not only for today, but also for the life for the time to come.
所以今天我们留意属灵的根基的问题，我们要留意生命是不是在主面前有操练。
So when we pay attention to whether or not we have a good foundation, we pay attention to whether or not we have exercise in our daily lives.
外面的做法这些是一回事哈。
It's one matter to talk about outward methods.
但是生命的操练是叫我们呢跟主之间有接触。
But exercising our life means that we need to have connection with our Lord.
所以我们稍微谈一谈呢，怎么样打好属灵的根基。
So let's talk about how we're to have a good spiritual foundation.
我们看见在马太记载马太福音的时候
，We know that in Matthew，
那个时候大概是主后65年。
In its recording, it was approximately after the Lord is A.D. 65。
我们看见那个时候呢，罗马帝国尼禄皇帝第一次大举迫害基督徒，快要开始。
We know that it was almost the time when Nero was going to have a great persecution of the Christians。
有很多神的儿女们呢。担心前面的苦难，他们就找寻世界的帮助和掩盖。
Many Christians, because they were afraid of this coming persecution, they were looking for methods of protection.
啊，他们呢有很多人想要回到犹太教里面，因为罗马皇帝还是承认犹太教是合法的。
So many of them they wanted to go back into Judaism because the Roman emperor at that time still said that that was lawful.
因为犹太教那个时候呢。不仅忠于罗马政府，而且他们有一套固定的敬拜、生活、操练的仪式。
Because at that time, not only did they, was it allowed by the Roman government, but there was already a standard of how to live and traditions.
所以主圣灵感动马太呢，来记载马太福音。
So the Holy Spirit moved Matthew to record the gospel.
而且马太福音呢，摆在四本福音书的第一卷。
And it is also placed first among the four gospels.
这告诉我们说，这是最初级的、最重要的。
So this tells us that this is the first, the most important.
换句话说呢，它是跟根基有关系的。
In other words, it has something to do with our foundation.
跟实情有关系的。
It has to do with how you act.
这个 how do we practice?
How do we practice?
好，弟兄姊妹们，我们看见了马太福音，我们了解这种情形，你发现它是照着题目来记载。
So once you understand this, then we see that Matthew is recorded according to theme or topic.
他不是照着主在时间中次序讲过什么。
It's not chronological recording of what the Lord had said.
而是关于生命操练所有的事情，他把它通通结合在几章圣经里面。
However, everything that's regarding our spiritual exercise is recorded here in several chapters.
这就是马太福音第五章到第七章，一般称作登山的导训。
And so this is recorded Matthew 5 through 7, and it's called the Sermon on the Mount.
好，我今天不可能讲这些东西。
Today it's not possible for
me to go over it. 我留给弟兄姊妹大家去查考，去交通。
I'm going to leave it for all brothers and sisters to study it and fellowship.
马太福音第五章到第七章有多少个生命操练的点？大家查一查。
How many spiritual exercises can you find in Matthew 5, 6, and 7?
它涵盖了你我的生活、工作、社会关系，包含了我们的聚会跟弟兄姊妹相交，通通都在里面。
It covers all of our daily lives as well as our work life, our church life, our services, everything is in it.
弟兄姊妹们，这些很重要的。
These are all very important.
所以我们看见马太福音第五章到第七章主说话的对象不是普通的信徒。
And so we see that those people that the Lord Jesus was speaking to were not just followers,
believers, 而是主的门徒。
They were not the common believers, but they were the Lord's disciples.
怎么打好根基呢？
So how do you have it build a good foundation?
我们需要有一个门徒的心。
You must have the heart of a disciple.
弟兄姊妹们，什么是做门徒呢？
Brothers and sisters, what is it to be a disciple?
我用一个西国的弟兄他的解释。
I'm going to use an illustration from a brother.
他如果你到基督的学校里面去做门徒。
If you are to be a disciple in the school of Christ.
不像我们今天一般的学校有各种的科系，各种的学问。
It's not that you have many courses and different areas of study like today.
他说基督的学校只开一门课。
But in the school of Christ, you only have one course.
那门课就是学基督。
And that course is to learn Christ.
这就叫做门徒。
That is to be a disciple.
就这么简单。
It's that simple.
学基督。
Learn Christ.
你听主的话。
Hear His word.
天天看主做事情。
Every day, see the Lord do His work.
你就照着他的样子来。过生活。
Follow, imitate him as you live.
我们听主、看主，我们摸着主。
As you hear the Lord, as you see the Lord, and touch the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，你这样子生活，不知不觉你就像主。
Then gradually in your life, you will become like the Lord.
请原谅我讲一点俏皮话。
Forgive me for saying some
funny things.
Funny things.
你现在怀念魏弟兄了，你要看魏弟兄样子，要找到常见。
Today, because Brother Wei is gone, if you want to remember him, go look for Brother Cang Jian.
Cang Jian 一表示一挥手，就像魏弟兄挥手一样。
When Cang Jian moves his arms, he looks just like Brother Wei.
他这么一吸气啊，就像魏弟兄吸气。
When he breathes in, he looks like Brother Wei.
因为他天天看魏弟兄。
Because every day he was looking.
碰到问题就去问魏弟兄。
When he had a question, he went to look for Brother Wei.
是不是呢？
Isn't that so?
当初门徒们跟随主的时候，他们各有各的样子。
When the disciples back in those days, when they were following the Lord, each one of them had their own likeness.
但是即便在彼得否认主的时候。
Even up to the point when Peter, he was denying the Lord.
别人都说了，你的口音跟他一样，你一定是跟他的人。
That you speak like the Lord, you must be one of the Lord's disciples.
弟兄姊妹，这个叫做学基督。
That is what it means to learn of Christ.
当然，主今天不是叫我们外面学他。
However, of course, it's not that outwardly we learn of him.
都不可能在外面再看见主的样子。
It's impossible for us to see the outward appearance.
你也学不到的。
You can't learn of that.
但是圣经上面把基督。生命活化在我们里面。
However, the Bible illustrates, shows us the life of Christ.
所以马太福音第五章呢，前面讲的那几种的福啊，其实就是基督里面的形象。
So all the beatitudes that we see at the beginning of chapter 5, these are all the characters of our Lord.
基督啊，你怎么捧，它里面还是空的，捧不起来的。
No matter how else you look at him, you can't boast more of it.
You can flatter him, and 你可以捧他啊，称赞他 ，praise him.
No matter how much you praise and flatter the Lord.
但是主里面灵里面他是贫穷的 ，poor in spirit.
In his spirit, he was still poor.
我们今天呢，你我如果讲，我看你啊，没有别人谦卑啊， 我立刻生气了，对不对？我天天在学谦卑的功课，你怎么说我不谦卑呢？
If somebody says I look at you, you don't seem very humble. Immediately I become upset. Every day I'm learning the lesson of humility. How can you say I'm not?
可见你我里面没有基督的形象。
That means you do not have the character of
Christ. 基督的形象是你怎么样刺激他，他就是那样。
The character of Christ is no matter how you provoke that person, they're still like
that. 你我要从马太福音里面读出这个来。
You must read this from the
book. 你看见了，你生活就。你就会学基督了。
Once you see it, then you know how to learn of Christ.
他说哀痛的人有福了。
He says that those who mourn, they shall be blessed.
你看见主耶稣哀痛吗？
Have you seen the Lord mourn?
有一次门徒，主问门徒们说，你们说人说我是谁？
And the one time the Lord asked the disciples, who do those people say that I am?
门徒第一个就说了，有人说你是耶利米。
Some say you are Jeremiah.
因为耶利米天天为着以色列国，为着犹大，为着神的家流泪。
Because Jeremiah daily wept for God's house, for the Israelites, for those in his house.
主耶稣背着十字架要上加略山的时候，那些妇女在那里哀哭，主说：“你们不要为我哀哭，你们要为耶路撒冷哀哭。”
When the Lord Jesus was bearing his cross up to Mount Calvary, the women who were standing by the road, they were weeping. The Lord said, "Do not weep for me, weep for Jerusalem."
今天我们听见这个社会一直败坏，我们就要去征战。弟兄姊妹，你根本不懂得什么叫哀痛。
Today, when you see the corruption of our society and you want to fight back, then you do not know what it means to have a broken heart.
我们真是要披麻蒙灰在主的面前。
We need to repent and dust and ashes before the Lord. 弟兄姊妹们，
不是叫我们去扛着旗子出去抗议，跟他们对抗。
It's not that we are to now be an activist and we raise up our flags and to fight back.
我们要看见主。
We need to see our Lord.
我自己在侍奉中好多次碰见危机。
In services, so often I have encountered conflict.
我受刺激、啊、
I have been provoked.
我想要讲理由。
And I wanted to give my reasons.
我、哦、常常我跟主说，主啊，让我一个人出去，到旷野去走一走。
I said, Lord, let me go out by myself into the wilderness.
我出去走的时候，我说主，我需要看见你。
And I said to the Lord when I went out, Lord, I need to see you.
很长一段日子，我看不见主。
For a very long time, I could not see the Lord.
但是我是看见走在我前面爱主的弟兄姊妹的形象。
But I saw the image of many brothers and sisters who walked before me who loved
the Lord. 他们碰见危机的时候怎么反应？我说主，感谢你，我知道了，我回去就这样做。
And so when I saw how these brothers and sisters responded in conflict, then I said, Lord, thank you. I know now what to do.
但是我心里面一直不满足。
But in my heart, I wasn't satisfied.
我说这还是。二手经历啊，是吧
？Lord, I said this is still second-hand experience.
我需要看见你。
I need to see you.
我可以稍微谦卑的讲一点，这些日子我真是看见我的主。
And so today I can humbly say that I now have seen more of my Lord.
我看见他，心里面真是喜乐。
When I see him in my heart, I'm full of joy.
真是安息。
I'm full of rest.
不论人怎么说
，No matter what people say，
不论环境怎样风浪
，No matter how stormy the environment is，
弟兄姊妹，里面有一个摇不动的安息。
Because inside of me there is a rest that cannot be shaken。
做门徒
，To be a disciple，
你只学一件事情
，Learn one thing，
不是事情
，It's not a thing，
学一个人
，Learn a person，
就是神的儿子，爱我的主耶稣。
That is the Son of God， the Lord Jesus who loves us。
我们学基督
，Learn Christ。
你知道学基督的结果是什么
？What is the result？Of learning of Christ,
门徒啊就被人称作基督人。
The disciples became the men of Christ.
啊，我们看见保罗和巴拿巴，保罗被巴拿巴带去介绍给安提阿的弟兄姊妹。
When Paul was brought before the brothers and sisters in Antioch by Barnabas,
他们到了那里就有一年的时间，天天和门徒们一起聚会。
They were gathering there together with the disciples every single day for a year.
他们聚会不是讲更深奥的道理。
They were not talking about deep mysteries.
他们一同聚会乃是亲近主。
Every day when they gathered, they were just drawn close to the Lord. They were paying attention to the Lord, hearing of the Lord.
啊，来摸主。
Touching the Lord.
到一个结果。
To such a point.
他们的生活别人看了。你们不光是门徒了，你们现在活出基督来了。
That every day, the people around them said that they were not just disciples, but they were living out Christ.
你知道，基督徒这个名字原来是个 是一个取笑绰号。
Do you know that this was a derogatory name, originally, this term Christians?
现在变成一个很好听的名词。
But now it's a name that sounds very good.
但是你必须要赢得它的。
But you must win this name.
不是我一信主了，我就是基督徒了。
It's not that now I can be a disciple of Christ as soon as I believe in
the Lord. 结果你活出来还是别人的样子。
But you still live out a different image.
不是基督的样子。
You don't live out the image of Christ. Isn't that so?
所以我们看见这些叫做根基。
This is foundation.
有了这个根基。你活出来的那个是基督徒就有个特性是有味道的
Once you have this good foundation then what you live out has a particular taste to it
主说你就是世上的盐
That now you are the salt of the
earth 你是有味道的
Now you have flavor
是叫别人呢觉得舒服的
Something that causes other people to feel comfortable
你是一个发光的人
You are one that shines
You are
light You are a light
那么教会呢就是城了
And now this church is a city
建在山上别人一看就知道你要找基督到那里去
That people know if you want to find Christ go there because
你要得着救恩到那里去
If you want to be saved
弟兄姊妹们这是为什么主把我们聚在一起的原因
This is the reason why God gathers us together
好我们看见所以底下从马太福音第五章第二节第三节开始
So from Matthew chapter 5 verse 2 verse 3
一直到七章的二十三节
All the way to chapter 7 verse 23主耶稣
讲到一个一个一个的生命操练
The Lord was talking about spiritual exercises one by one
我们碰见每一件事情跟主说主啊这些事情是为着操练我的生命的
Everything that you encounter come tell the Lord Lord this is for me to exercise my life for me to gain you
叫我更多的依靠你
So that I can rely on you more
更多的经历你
So I can experience you more
弟兄姊妹若是你我肯这样生活
If you and I are willing to live in such a way
我们经过一段日子
Then through a period of time
在我们的身上别人就看见基督。
From our lives, other people can now see Christ.
保罗是一个这样的人。
Paul was such a person.
所以当他蒙恩得救那一天
So from the day he was saved and he was baptized.
我们看保罗那时候还不懂这件事情。
We know that Paul at that time, he didn't understand
他虽然看见了复活得荣耀的基督啊但是他里面所有的观念还是犹太教的观念。
He saw the resurrected glorious Lord, however, in his mind, his understanding was full of the old,
当亚拿尼亚说我奉耶稣基督的名来为你施浸
When Ananias said I baptize you in the name of the Lord Jesus
他抬起头来一下眼睛就看见了
He raises his head and immediately he could see with his eyes
他就受浸
He was baptized
被圣灵充满
He was filled with the Holy Spirit
你说他怎样呢他马上就到街上去传福音耶稣是基督是弥赛亚
He went out to the streets and he proclaimed Jesus is Christ, he is the Messiah
你说这个好不好呢
Was this good?
我想大家都可能觉得这很好
Perhaps everyone thinks this is a good thing
但是呢神说你没有根基
However, God says you have no foundation
他在大马色传福音呢结果信耶稣的人都成了扫罗的门徒不是耶稣的门徒
And so when he was serving in Damascus all of his followers were called the disciples of Saul not the disciples of Christ
神继续容许他住在大马色大马色就有那个扫罗的教会了
And so if God allowed him to remain in Damascus there would have been a Pauline church
所以呢神就兴起了逼迫扫罗就不得不被他的门徒啊用筐子从城墙上可能是晚上把他坠下去 他逃跑
And so God raised up persecution and so he was lowered in a basket perhaps at night so that he could run and escape
神就把他隐藏了十一年
God hid him for 11 years
这十一年他学了许多生命的功课
In those 11 years he learned many lessons of spiritual life
所以当他看见哥林多教会各样的现象的时候他劝弟兄姊妹你们要效法我像我效法基督
So when he saw the many issues arising among the Corinthian saints he said imitate me as I imitate Christ
学基督他是一个学基督的人
He was one who learned of Christ
所以他说你们可以效法我
So he said you can imitate me
不是效法我这个人怎么说话穿什么衣服
Not imitate how I speak or what I wear
乃是呢效法我这个人怎么效法基督
But imitate me in how I learn of Christ
弟兄姊妹在这些点上面若是我们留意的话
Brothers and sisters if you pay attention to these things
你就会发现我们的生活是丰富的
You realize our lives are abundant
我们环境中有许许多多的机会 和主给我们的功课来学。
We have many opportunities so that we could learn these lessons from the Lord.
我要稍微提最后一点点。
I want to just mention one last thing.
在马太福音第五章里面
In Matthew 5,
这个一般讲八福哈。
When we speak of the Beatitudes, the eight blessings.
我们在讲到那个形象的时候，他确实看见主耶稣各方各面。
Yes, we see the many aspects and characteristics of our Lord.
然后从第二十一节开始到四十八节。
From 21 through 48,
主耶稣讲了七方面生活中的操练。
The Lord spoke of seven different spiritual exercises.
第一个操练啊，对付我们的脾气，我们的生气。
The very first exercise deals with our temper.
我们知道呢，人类第一次杀人呢，就是因为发脾气。
We know that the first time man sinned, it was because they had anger.
啊，这就是该隐，他献了祭，神没有收纳。他就发脾气，而且脸就拉长了。
This was Cain. Immediately his face fell, his countenance fell because God did not accept his sacrifice.
啊，每一个人，我想问一下，有没有人从来没发过脾气的
？Who has never thrown a temper?
你什么时候最容易发脾气
？When is it easiest for you to be angry? Of course, don't answer me right now.
你什么时候最容易发脾气
？When is it easiest for you to be angry?
你不会莫名其妙跟一个陌生人发脾气
？You won't be angry at somebody who's a stranger to you.
当然，今天有的时候会。
Of course, yes, sometimes.
别人开慢了，我就在车。
You might have road rage. This person drives so terribly.
超他的车。
You must pass that person.
是不是？但是那还是你超完车就没事了，对不对
？But once you pass that person, the matter is done.
但是你平时最容易伤什么人
？But daily in your daily life, who do you offend the most?
你最亲近的。
Those that you're closest with.
你最熟悉的。
Those that you're most familiar with.
我们没有礼貌的。
We don't have courtesy.
这些脾气我们要对付。
This temper and anger we need to deal with.
我们细的要讲，这每一次都可以讲，每一个点可以讲一堂。
Of course, if we go into detail, every single point we can speak a message.
第二个操练，我们要学习啊，认错。
The second exercise is that we need to learn to say sorry, to ask for forgiveness.
认错啊，比杀了我还难。
Saying sorry is more difficult than killing me.
你就发现我们人呢，每一个人面子都很大的。
It's so difficult because we don't want to lose face.
一个人在这个点上被主摸过，他不一样。
When a person has been touched by the Lord, that person is now no longer the same.
要对付情欲。
We need to deal with the lusts.
要在家庭生活里面学功课。
We need to learn our lessons in our family life.
我相信在这里大家对家庭生活讲了很多。
I believe that we've spoken much about our family life.
在我们的言语上面。
And then we need to learn lessons in our words.
不要跟恶人作对。
We are not to contend, resist evil.
不要爱我们呢要学习爱仇敌。
We need to learn to love our enemies.
弟兄姊妹，这些都是你我做不到的。
These are all things we cannot attain to.
但是在你我里面，主已经成全了律法。
But you and I, in us, God has already accomplished, fulfilled His law. Please remember.
啊，主在我们里面做我们的生命。
The Lord is our life inside.
所以你可以操练生命。
So you can exercise this life.
我们就可以对付自己。
Then we can deal with ourselves.
弟兄姊妹，好叫我们呢。我们与自己、与神、与家人、与工作的地方，
so、with
我们活出基督来。
Between ourselves and God, our family members, our brothers and sisters, we can live out Christ.
最后，我想跟大家唱一首诗歌。
Lastly, I want to sing a hymn with brothers.
刚才我们弟兄领我们唱了《凭你一行》。
Just earlier, our brother led us to sing "Have Thine Own Way, Lord."
这是我们做门徒最基本的一个态度。
This is the very basic attitude of being a disciple of
Christ. 这首诗歌呢，刚才唱了《凭你一行》呢，这首诗歌是在美国中西部啊，一百多年以前，啊，他们一个青年人的夏令会，主给那个聚会的一首诗歌。
This is a hymn that the Lord gave to a youth conference, a summer conference in the Midwest.
我但愿我们在座的弟兄姊妹，特别我们年轻弟兄姊妹。
And I hope that among all of us, especially among the young people here,
主的爱能够感动我们，我们能够常常把这个诗歌当作祷告，告诉主说：“主，照你的意思。”
That this hymn would be our prayer, that we would say to the Lord, Lord, have Thine own way.
但是我要分享另外一首诗歌。
But I want to share another hymn.
291首。
291.
这首诗歌说，也是祷告，他说：“主啊，我要像你。”
It is also a prayer to say to the Lord, Lord, I want to be like Thee. That is to be a disciple.
不是 主啊，我能做工，我就像你了，不是的。
It's not that, Lord. I know how to work, therefore I'm like you. No.
你如果像主，你一定被主用。
If you're like the Lord, you will be used by the Lord.
你做工不一定像主。
If you work, it doesn't mean that you're like the Lord.
我不晓得我这样讲哈、啊，大家同不同意
？I don't know if you agree with me.
盼望弟兄姊妹回去思想。
I hope you will go back and meditate on it.
我们看见。保罗是一个一生追求要像主的人。
Paul was one who sought his entire life to be like the Lord.
约翰也是一个一生盼望能够像主的人。
John also in his entire life desired to be like the Lord.
所以约翰到他晚年他说现在现今的光景呢如何我们不知道。
And so that is why John says, I don't know our condition now.
但是将来主若显现他说什么
But one day at the appearing of our Lord, we will all be like him.
这是约翰心里极大的爱慕和盼望。
This is John's great desire and hope.
愿主把这个盼望赐给我们每一个弟兄姊妹。
May the Lord give this hope and desire to all of us.
我们唱一下291首。
Shall we sing hymn 291?